Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
At a time when we are thinking about vaccinations and advances in medicine, I was reminded about one of medicine's all-time greatest hits. Do we call it the GOAT?
So fresh.
Do we actually say the GOAT or greatest of all time?
Sure.
Yeah? Yeah. We're talking about the GOAT of medications, really. Penicillin. Right?
Yes.
It was the original, the OG antibiotic. It saved millions of lives, sparked a whole family of medicines in the antibiotic family. But it turns out, if you're taking penicillin, chances are, wherever you are in the world, it descends from the mould on a single melon that was bought in Peoria, Illinois in World War II. Because they grow it from the same batch. They keep growing it and growing it from the same batch.
It reminds me of a SCOBY. You know, the things that you make kombucha out of?
Yeah.
it's all one thing. It just keeps growing off of that.
It's like a sourdough.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a baker's sort of yeast, starter yeast. So after scraping the mould off of the original melon, the scientists sat down and ate the rest.
Oh!
Would you believe?
Yuck.
But it was such good medicine. They've been growing the same strain ever since. But that means, as far as I can tell, it's only real penicillin if it comes from the Peoria region of Illinois. Otherwise, technically, it's sparkling antibiotics. Which is, if you're wondering, that's a champagne joke. Champagne comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Or since it was made in Australia, I guess you could call it Australian sparkling comedy.
Yeah, okay. You've got to explain it, as I said.
Thanks.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it? Nikki and DeMello here. Made it. Mm-hmm. Now, look, there's been a lot of argy-bargy about Facebook. I noticed with all the dramas, Zach Kirkup's Facebook page is back up.
Oh, good.
Yes. There is some odd things that have happened with the way that they've shut down supposedly newsmakers.
Yeah.
So Zach's was down, but the Premier's was still up. And yet there's certainly some people that have asked questions.
Well, apparently it's because it means that he's paid for more posts, or what do you call it, promotion on Facebook, because it's when you pay for your services to be pushed to the top of the news feed.
Yeah.
So apparently it means that he pays for it and Mark clearly doesn't need to.
Right.
So he's paying for people to see it,
see
the content.
Most radio stations have been shut down.
Yeah.
But I noticed Curtin Radio, that was still up.
Yeah.
And I think there was one of the Triple M in Geraldton was still up. It was like, how does that happen?
Interesting.
So, like,
I think it was something to do with, paid advertising. If you had done paid advertising, they recognised you.
Well, clearly.
But there you go. So Mark didn't need to do the paid advertising.
No. But anyway, look, and I noticed the situation with news being shared hasn't changed.
No. Still can't see it.
And look, I've got thoughts. Despite what Facebook may say, I think when popular stuff gets shared, they make money.
Yeah.
They cry poor, but they do make money. So when they have an audience, they advertise to it. They're commercial media just like us. They're just a different sort. So, and Google have already worked out the way things were going and started negotiating with people that made news content. So
yeah, I think it's definitely more of an impact to Facebook.
Yeah, look, I think it's making Facebook look bad.
It is.
It makes Mark Zuckerberg look a bit like, the word is petulant. Yeah. It's like he doesn't want to give in. It's like he's kind of...
It's like a
he's
child.
He's seen it as a challenge.
Can't admit that they're wrong.
Exactly. And look, I know that we aren't the only ones whose time and resources in terms of local news stories are helping to line his pockets. So, look, I think it goes both ways. We get exposure, but they also get revenue out of it. So if we can find a way for everyone to get benefits out of it, that would be good.
But at the end of the day, they're getting angry about the legislation that is going to make people pay for journalists to write stories. Is that not a good thing that you are paying for people to keep their jobs and actually give you quality journalism?
I think we should maybe just start with getting Facebook to pay some tax.
That's a good start. I wonder how he'll take that. I'm sure well.
Anyway, in the meantime, there are plenty of ways to get local news, including on the radio, the old school way. We've
just
got
keep
it.
Listening.
And also more via our apps, which you can get. We've plenty of local news on that. Search Coast Live in the app stores or from our website, coastlive.com.au. Mm-hmm. Now, to flat-out exciting news, well, it is at least for nerds like me, NASA's Perseverance rover has successfully touched down on the red planet after 7 months in orbit.
Nice.
Not in orbit, making its way over there.
Right.
Getting there, right? Now, it will spend some time collecting samples, they reckon, and be brought back in about 10 years.
Oh, cool.
Look, it's half
quick trip.
It's half a billion k's away, so give it some time. Take that log to fuel up before it comes
back.
Have
they been to Mars before?
We have had quite a few things that have drop down on Mars. I think that the success rate, they lost about 26 things that they've tried to send to Mars for 19 successful ones. I think it's roughly in that kind of territory.
So what are they doing with this one? Just more samples?
Collecting samples, different places, I think, where they suspect there might be biological stuff floating around. But, yeah, it's not easy to land there. They tend to crash land or bust a stink bone, which I think is the technical term of what happens.
Bust a stink bone.
Yeah, that to most of the craft that crash into Mars. Anyway, the thing I love about this, the name of the six-wheeler is Perseverance.
Perseverance. I think it's a good name.
It is a good word to take into this Friday, I think.
Nothing excellent, just Perseverance.
Just Perseverance is the key for success sometimes.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, you ready? You're counting?
I'm ready. One.
Let's get into abalone fishing first off.
Okay.
It's actually the second last session because of the lockdown. There'll be one more chucked in at the end. But if you're wondering what's going on the beach tomorrow morning, the explanation is
abalone.
Fish.wa.gov has all the info for licenses and bag limits and all that stuff. Weather should be all right for it too.
It's looking better.
The weather's nice, but the surf conditions are looking reasonable.
Okay.
Not as tricky as last time.
Yeah.
First doses of the Pfizer vaccine, as you may have heard, arrive in WA. They should do on Sunday.
Nice.
So frontline workers are first in line, and then WA Health will start contacting eligible recipients from Thursday. Mm.
So wait for your letter in the mail.
Yes. Feb 19 is National Tug of War Day. So if anyone has rope burns today, that possibly
explain it. Can play with your dog. Tug of war.
Yes.
Dogs famously love tug of war.
Tug of war, that's for sure. And another bonus, yesterday it was wine, today it's chocolate mint day.
Chocolate mint day.
It's a classic combo.
Yeah.
Speaking of strange combo, you know the chocolate bars always come out with like new combos like Oreo mixes and
weird things. CC's, Doritos. Like, why are you doing this?
Why do they combine minties and chocolate? So little bits of minties in chocolate.
Isn't that like what are those mint chocolates called? The circle ones.
I don't know. You're putting your hands out in that shape doesn't help me describe what you mean.
I had to do that to make a circle.
You mean after dinner mints?
Sort of.
No, I mean actually chewy mints. So that
you want little bits in it?
Little bits of chewy mints.
No.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Bring it out, please, somebody. Come on. Beer news.
Yes, beer news.
Pricked up my ears.
All right, I'm listening.
Bring it on.
A 5,000-year-old beer factory has been discovered in Egypt.
Making it the world's oldest beer factory? Possibly.
Well,
you'd have to think evidence
would assume.
At least.
Archaeologists have discovered an ancient beer factory in Egypt dating all the way back to 3100 BC.
Wow.
The newly discovered 5,000-year-old beer factory is huge, apparently, with 8 large rooms producing beer.
This is industrial.
It is.
Like, when you say factory, you're not kidding.
Yeah, yeah. 40 big clay pots storing beers. Experts believe the factory could produce around 5,900 gallons of beer at a time.
Which now answers the question of how the pyramids were built.
Well, you think they'd be less productive, wouldn't you, if they were having a few beers on the job?
That's how they used to do it back in the day. You know the guys that built the canals in England? Yeah, they got all the canals, the navvies. Yeah. They used to pay them in beer and meat.
Why? Wow. Oh, well, I suppose that would get you pumped for the day, wouldn't I? Well, getting a beer at the end of it.
It also pays for a little bit of pain medication as well. Yeah. Like it all comes together. Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Apparently it was during the reign of King Nama. The beer was used in bathhouses reserved for royals only.
Wow. What, they bathed in it or just drank it?
No. Just they drank it while they were in there.
Lovely.
So, yeah, that was for the fancy people.
Can we get the recipe and can we start brewing it now?
It probably won't be very good.
You say that, but they were making it
it's
on...
It's not like wine, is it? When it's 5,000-year-old, it would be amazing.
I don't want one that's actually out of that batch. Right. I want the recipe. I want to see if we can reproduce the original recipe industrial beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
All right. Nice one. Well, cool. There's a project for the weekend.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news that can be shared, but just not on Facebook, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Amy Shark has a brand spanking new song out with Keith Urban. This one's called Love Songs Ain't For Us.
Yeah, you know love songs ain't for us. Nothing could explain by the way it hurts so much.
He doesn't do much on there, Keith, but I like what he does.
He does a little in there, and I love that. That's my favourite bit. Ed Sheeran actually co-wrote the song with Amy, and it's out now. It's the second single from our upcoming album, Cry Forever.
Brilliant.
Demi Lovato's new documentary reveals how close she was to dying after she overdosed back in 2018. The trailer for Demi Lovato Dancing with the Devil is out, and it's intense.
I had 3 strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
Now, more than ever, she's taken hold of that power. I'm rebirthing. I'm starting over. I'm engaged. I've really struggled with this.
Are you entirely sober now?
I've had a lot of lives. Like my cat, you know, I'm on my 9th life. I'm ready to get back to doing what I love, which is making music.
3 strokes and a heart attack.
Yeah, wow. Pretty crazy. You can watch the full documentary, Dancing with the Devil, when it comes out March 23rd on YouTube. And the Foo Fighters, strangely, have covered the Bee Gees' You Should Be Dancing on BBC Radio 2. Here it is.
Can we just say, when I first heard this, I didn't realise it was a cover.
Yeah.
So this is Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yeah.
Don't roll with the voice.
I know. Oh.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.